Any other specifics that we can talk about?
Yes.
Lindell.
Okay.
We're treading water with the TDOT, but our main concern as far as having to cut specific services lines and if we get our state budgeting on the time and now. So if we don't get that state budgeting, that's when we're gonna be in dire straits.
That's really the key point of it, yes. Because for our rehab money, only 20% basically is the match.
And that's the real issue.
That is.
Contract is the legislation down.
Right. And the state, I mean, the older blind thing, that's 10%. So for every $1 they might cut, or every $2 in the other part, you know, we lose $9. So, and we, the Nebraska loses it. It's not that we're trying to protect our jobs or anything, but these things are, that's what we're doing, so. Yep. It's a topic that's hard to stop talking about, because there's so much we can say.
Well, we keep having to fight the same battle.
Yes.
Before we turn this topic, I'd like to make a comment on my training down at the center.
Okay, could you introduce, could you say your name?
Joe LaRue, I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
Joe LaRue.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, my training is email. When I first, I've never done email in my life. And the computer instructor training was to start an email. I emailed my legislator, Mr. Biz, here and down. And just, you know, discuss with him the fact that we need to watch the budget and so on and so forth. So, you know, that may be something that would be a good idea for everybody to consider. Staff in general and the clients in general, I mean, if they would be just pushed to harder to email their legislators, maybe that would make a difference. It would be a logical thing.
Yes, almost all of the legislators do have email. There are a few diehards who refuse to have it, but there are other ways to get to them. The telephone, the old-fashioned snail mail, or, you know, whatever. They are reachable, and then, you know, if people are in the in Lincoln, they can go visit them at the Capitol. They also have offices in their home territory. And if you live anywhere near there, you know, making appointments that way and getting together with them in person. There are lots of ways of doing it, and you know, we appreciate the fact, Joe, that you have done it and that you're encouraging others to do the same.
Thank you very much.
I believe in the real. I have talked 3 times to Dr. Peterson, to Senator Peterson, you know, in the past 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what he tells me? He'll tell me that Joe Hands is just going to cut across the board with everybody. That's about all he tells me. Now, would it do me any good to write to the office and get people to write to his office to recognize the commission a little bit?
You mean Joe Hands' office? You mean
Joe Hands or Joe Hands?
Yes.
Both.
Yeah, is important. And the thing that, yes, you know, Governor Joe Hands has said absolutely everything will be cut a specific percentage. However, being a human being who can listen to what, you know, specific people say about their situation, you know, we have written to Governor Joe Hands and have talked with him in person about the difference between this kind of agency and other kinds of agencies. Now, some of them will say to us, I don't remember which senator it was, said to me, well, there are 34 agencies that receive part of their funding through federal money. Well, that is not the same thing as receiving part of their funding, a huge amount of their funding through federal match. And some of those kinds of things, our legislators are people too, and they don't necessarily know these things if we don't point them out to them. And some of it, there are a few agencies that get specific programs, partially federally funded. And those folks are going and saying, hey, you know, if we don't get the state amount, we won't get this specific program, this specific thing that we do funded. With the commission, it's the whole thing that gets funded by primarily matched money from the federal government. So it's a completely different thing. And so far, every time this has come up, we've been able to convince them not to cut us in the same way, just in the across-the-board slashing, because we are a different kind of agency. We intend to continue to keep that in front of them, that we are not the same kind of entity that they're doing the general slashing with. Governor Johans has come down and toured the orientation center when we were first made into a commission. He had to sign the law. You know, we had tried before to get a separate commission, and it didn't go because of the previous governor vetoing and that kind of thing. But so, you know, he has personally seen the center, seen the commission itself as a different kind of entity. And so keeping that before him, and not just us doing it, but you guys out there doing it, really does make a difference.
Keep up and keep on.
Absolutely.
Don't they go on recess here for summer, by the way?
Well, they have a special session.
Yeah, they're going to have a special session beginning on the 30th of July, where they're going to talk about this.
It's going to take off.
Yeah, are we? Do we have our seatbelts on?
Yeah. Candy's going to turn the one off for a little bit.
Well, then the sooner you talk to him or write him or whatever, and Senator Peterson again, I've talked to him several times.
Yeah, that's a
and
poor
that's
a poor response from Senator Peterson, though, because they make the final decision on these things. They say, well, the governor's going to just cut the straight across, so what are you going to do? Well, you're going to examine each one and do what you can do to restore those cuts.
Yeah, you need to remind him. He has been, you know, he's been responsive to people, especially people in his district. If people out here talk to him and remind him, hey, you know, you have some power too, Senator, and the governor has talked about doing this, but he's counting on you to look at these things separately, like Bill just said, and to make some determinations to pass along to him. And so, you know, he needs to do his political job, you know, in the whole thing. I mean, if whatever the governor was going to do was the end all and the be all, and that was all there was to it, we wouldn't need a legislature. So
yeah, I talked to the senior citizens of Hershey and go there quite a bit, and their first priority is themselves. But they are interested in Joe, so maybe I can have them speak a good word for Joe to help a little bit too. And I know that the people here in North Platte is doing all they can do to make it to us once a month, but that isn't enough.
Well, and it's not enough because everybody say don't cut our budget. You know, you need to be able to explain that. We're not talking about cutting, because if every dollar the state cuts, then it just has an automatic, you know, we get 80% of our funding for the regular, it's a 20-80 match, and a 10% state, 90% match for the older, that, you know, that's the next, because nobody, everybody says, you know, we can't take a cut. We could take, you know, we wouldn't want to cut, but we could take a, you know, a 3% cut or whatever, if that's all it was, but 3% for us translates into much more because so much of our funding comes from federal matches.
You're in a situation where everybody's asking the governor, you know, and he has to worry about the whole state, so the agency that makes the best argument gets the money, gets the consideration.
And individual stories, individual people who have been helped and who are therefore better off and who are contributing more to the whole state economy and everything else, those kinds of things do make a difference. You know, senators listen to individual
that's what they're there
stories.
For.
That, they'll also listen to something a little more factual, you know, than just the emotion, you know, because everybody, you know, can pull their busload of sad stories down. But if you have some, you know, like what I just mentioned, the match, I mean, the match, you can't get away from. The match is a very important point, and I think that's what's won the day for us when the legislators are specifically shown that, they'd say, well, yes, it's reasonable not to cut.
But we have to keep reminding them.
Right.
Yeah, we do.
If you wrote them a letter, does it ever get to them? Or is it
absolutely.
Yes, yes.
Does it just get to the bookkeeper?
No, it does get to them.
It does?
Yes. And you know, I think it is important, too, to mention, though, that their aides do have a lot of influence on them. And so, you know, they don't necessarily research every single issue, but they do have a lot to do with what the senator thinks on things. And so it is worthwhile also to spend time talking to the aide, especially when there's a senator who we think, you know, maybe is kind of almost convinced, but we're not 100% sure that he or she is. If we can get the aide convinced to help us convince that senator, that can go a long way, because they do try to hire people they trust and count on, and they know that they can't keep up on every little issue, or even some of the big ones altogether. And so it's worthwhile to talk with their aides. And if you're not sure if the person got it, it's fine to call them up and say, you know, I sent this, did it get past your aide? You know, I've done all kinds of things over the years.
Well, we all have to know, too, that we're in a terrible drought.
Uh-huh.
Is everybody calling them, wondering what to do? And it's going to be tough.
Right. Another point I'd like to make, maybe to sum it up, too, you mentioned talking with senior citizens. It's good for people to know that over the age 85, and of course nowadays we're living past that, especially with the good life in Nebraska, one in four people over age 85 is going to have a significant vision loss. And so either you, who I'm talking to, will lose your vision, or someone very close to you will. So when you're talking to those senior centers, they are doing something for for themselves in the future by paying attention to this program.
I might add, about the seniors, I'm the youngest senior there, and I have the real fun with them playing pitch on Monday. they always say, "Are you coming back?" They said, "You liven it up around here."
Wow.
It's because there isn't, they know it's easy to reach.
Oh dear, I think we won't touch that.
Yeah.
I told them when I started, I want a good, sober-faced, honest pitch game. I don't want any cheap, I don't want any favoritism.
Yeah, I think
this is Ward speaking again.
Excuse me?
In other words, it's really up to us out here to say, get people aware that if we don't get off of our and write or call or whatever to our senators, we're going to be in bad luck shape.
That's a very good way to put it.
Yep.
And I think we can do it. I think we can do it at some of our meetings in North Buffaloville and that. Just get the people aware that maybe some of them are younger. I'm one of the older ones, but some of them are a lot younger than I am. That are aware that maybe some of the things they're getting now, they may not get later if they don't get geared. Right?
Yep.
That's very true.
Very.
You put it very well.
Can't interrupt me. She can like say something.
Yes, I did. I need to interrupt here. I'm
sure.
Going to have to leave. I can only stay for the morning session. I want to thank the commissioners for coming out to North Platte. We really appreciate you coming out here to hear what we have to say, and to it just really makes us feel that we're a part of the whole thing. And I would also like to thank all of the clients, former clients, and the people from North Platte. 14 of us, that makes me proud to have this kind of representation at this meeting out here. So.
Well, believe me, we are very, very pleased and appreciative to have people come and interact with us. You know, I'm willing to modify our meetings at any point when there are people here who want to interact with us and who are willing to and who realize that they are important in what goes on. You guys are the reason that the commission exists, not the other way around. And so we appreciate your coming and we're glad to come out. It's part of our job and it's, you know, and you are part of it. We're a statewide entity.
I'm impressed by the number of people here. Makes us feel like...
Makes it worthwhile for us to come out and visit.
Well, I want to say I thank you for coming out and I enjoyed coming and listening to the...
I would repeat those sentiments.
Well, don't everybody leave.
Yeah, we're not done yet. We still have a ways to go.
We're sorry, but we've got other obligations.
That's fine.
I'm an animal.
Okay.
We need to disappoint everybody, but we gotta leave.
That's okay.
Yeah, right.
That's okay.
We'll catch you next time.
Okay, now we have a decision to make as far as, do we want to...
They need to leave by this door back here, so, excuse me.
Do we want to keep, just keep on plugging until we get through? Do we want to break for lunch and come back? There is not lunch in this hotel, so if we break for lunch, that means either ordering something or going somewhere.
I hope to keep it up, keep going.
Okay, we have one vote to keep moving.
Can we order out, like, usually pizza delivered?
Yeah, because we keep...
How much more, Devine knows, how much more discussion, how much more on your agenda?
Well, we still have a couple things on old business and we have the new business section all together. So although we're more than half done by a good amount, I think, we still probably have, I would say, at least an hour to go.
Jameson here has to go to work, and so I would vote for pushing through as much as we can because for the commission, he is able to work at Cabela's, and he's got to be there at 1 o'clock.
And we're glad you have a job. That's wonderful.
Well, I'd say we work through because I would suspect we could be done in an hour.
I would.
And if we break, if we do food, then
it'll just extend the time.
Yeah,
so unless anybody's...
I thought maybe it was more than an hour, but...
If it is more, we might need to reassess, but you know, if any of these are lengthy, like the budget part, it was hard to estimate how long that would take, but the amount of time it took was great. We really appreciated everybody's comments.
Well, the budget and public kind of ended up together.
Yes, they did.
And that's okay.
Right.
Like I said, but not necessarily.
Barbara?
Yes.
Did we make a decision? Are we staying or are we...
We are staying at this point, if that's workable.
Yeah, that's fine with me. Just checking.
Okay. Okay, the next thing is the website update, and do we have anything?
Yes, I have just a brief report on that. I did get an analysis of the statistics from the web server, and for the month of June 1, 2002 to July 1, there were 1,076 successful requests. I guess that's the same as hits on the website. The average requests per day successful were 36. So I think that's a good snapshot of that people are going to our website and looking at it. And we'll continue to try to track that. Also, we're still working on trying to have Spanish text translation up as well. But our main web person, Kelly Coleman in Omaha, also has been training their new staff support person in Omaha, Lisa, and so she's training her. She also does support for the technology area and does more that the counselors do, and especially with Jim Portillo leaving, she says she's acquired an additional 3 clients for a total of 9 that she actually provides training to weekly. So she obviously is juggling a lot of priorities, but she is still
you know, whenever I send her something that needs to be put on the web right away, she gets it up there right away. And the other things will, you know, she'll continue to work on as she can. And also, the mail list, we need to, from within the commission, we need to get better at sending out announcements. And usually things are going so fast that it doesn't, you know, it's hard to register, oh, this would be one that should be sent. So we're working on that. The other piece of it, though, is getting people onto it. And this is something, it's on our website that you can subscribe. And you'll be, you will be on a list that when we do send information to people, it could be about anything of, you know, that we're up to or information we think you would want, that we will send to the list. We currently have a total of 7 people on the list, and I know I'm one of them. So, if you have tried to get on and have been unsuccessful, please talk to me individually, or call the toll-free number and ask for Kelly Coleman, and she can talk to you too about any problems you might be having. Because if there are problems, we don't know what they are yet, to get hooked up there. But we really would like to have it be something that ends up being a large mailing list that also we are sending to frequently. And we haven't done hardly anything on it yet, but so both sides of that needs to improve. That's the website update, unless you have any questions. I think, you know, it is a readable website. I'll be glad when we can have the rule be something other than a draft.
Yes.
There, but we can't yet officially, so I guess that's how it is. Okay, is there anything on the Friends of the Commission?
I spoke recently with Mike Floyd, the chair of that group, or president, I guess he's called. They did get from the federal government their 501, their tax-exempt status. It's still up in the air whether they are officially public or private, and so they haven't gotten the final determination on that. But they will be, they are already able to accept tax-deductible donations, and they will be probably meeting again soon to try to get things going.
Are those memorials you mentioned, are those coming through the Friends of the Commission? Or
both. Some have gone directly to the Friends of the Commission, and some have come directly to the Commission.
So that there's no problem with the Commission receiving memorials?
None at all.
No.
In some ways, I see, you know, for individual donations, it's almost better to go directly to the Commission, and for the Friends part, to maybe be big projects, you know, kinds of things. So, but either way works, whatever the preference of the person is.
Actually, they got their status, but they're going to review it in 2007 to see if they're going to revise their opinion about it.
Oh.
So, actually, they are a 501, but in this sort of a conditional situation.
I see. Well, maybe Michael has a different understanding. I think he was still kind of waiting for something.
Dr. Burrell?
Yes, sir.
Jameson Mesa. Quick question. What is the difference between being public and being private?
It has to do with whether the source of the funding to the entity. If it's a membership organization, that the main source of funds is the membership dues, for example, then that's private. But that's almost certainly not what it will be, what it is. It really is a public, nonprofit entity. It just doesn't have that complete rule in it. Thanks for that clarification, Bill.
Yeah, yes, you just want to ascertain if it actually is a public, like you said, public or private corporation. That's the only thing that we can operate. until that time.
Now, how are they going to ascertain that?
Where we're getting our, money and whether or not we can charge dues and so forth. We're getting all of our dues and contributions, so, not dues, but funds and contributions and so forth. It's a public corporation. We're relying on membership dues and things of that nature, that is the nature of a private corporation.
And telling them,
And it'll be reassessed in 2007, is that what you got?
Okay, so it's considered public right now?
Right.
Whatever.
And they want to find out if that's how we're actually operating before they give us permanent status.
And that'll be done in 2007?
Seven, that's what that is. I'll have to get a hold of them, I can talk to them about it.
That'd be great, thank you.
Okay, boy, that thing has seemed like it dragged on for forever and a day. Do you have any idea how much it has brought in so far, or?
I don't know that. Do you know, Bill?
I don't have any idea.
Okay.
I would suspect not. Its first dollar, its next dollar will be its first, would be my guess.
No, they've gotten memorials.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so they have memorials, and that's a, you know, people always ask about, you know, contacting lawyers to, you know, but I've done estate planning. I've never once had a person doing any estate planning ask me who I thought they had to leave their money to. That it's got to be bottom up, and that memorial is an easy way to, you know, people after they've died to, you know, to. So we just need to keep getting the word out that the commission is a good place to leave money.
We also might want to have people send donations in honor of people that are still alive.
And we have to put that on the website. I mean, it's something you got to say often and always. It's, you know, there's no quick way to build a base, but you just say it all the time. Every meeting should always, you know, it should always be said, and eventually you'll have, and you got to continue to say it. Cause
well, there is a place on the website for donations. My brain is, I don't remember if it specifically says anything about the Friends. I don't think it has a link to the Friends.
No, I don't think
it does.
No.
But I wonder if it ought to.
Probably. But it also, you know, just ought to be that memorials encourage. So if they could do memorials, then people could just put in their wills, they would leave money to the commission, and that's not a problem for the commission to receive money.
Or we could have a separate link or something. I mean, it ought to be, I think it ought to be on there. I'm not exactly sure where, but.
Right, okay, we'll check into that.
Now that it really is an approved corporation or whatever, I think, you know, we ought to put it up there. Okay, the next agenda item is the public comment section. I don't know if any of you have anything you want to say that you didn't get said. The public is anybody who's not on the board. That's how we define public. So, is there anybody who wants to make a comment, or do we want to go ahead with new business?
I have one question.
Okay. Your name, please?
Della Johnson.
Okay.
On the grant that was given for transportation, we had a meeting out here taking surveys and what the need was. But as I understand it, this is the second part of the grant, or the second grant that has been given by the commission. My question is...
Yes, excuse me, Michelle, are you having trouble hearing?
Yeah, I couldn't hear Della at all.
Okay, could you either speak up or walk toward the phone, Della, to make your comment? Michelle is not able to hear you.
All right. The commission gave a grant for transportation that was supposed to expand benefits across the state, like the cab fare program. A meeting was held here in North Platte taking a survey, but we still don't see anything happening in the in this getting implemented here. I am asking how to find out, or does, do the commissioners know what the timetable is on this, when we can expect something for communities out here?
I can tell you something about that. Not very much, but because I'm just in the process, I was brought into it a couple of weeks ago. I was appointed chair for oversight. We'll see where we're going. We're having a meeting on the 10th of August to go through the entire program and see where it's going, what's the next step. So we should have something shortly after that. We're going to spend the day on nothing but that. So it's a long, long drawn out process. It really is. And they've established the CAP programs and Hastings. I think what they're establishing one in Beatrice. And I know they had a meeting out here. I think they had meetings further west, throughout Scott's Bluff, Shadow, and so forth. So, now we have to figure out what they're going to do with all that information, what the next step is. So we should have something after the 10th of August.
And I just, Lynn Miller, I think that's being handled through ACD. Is
yes,
that correct?
Yeah.
So, Della, if you have future questions, just contact that. Do we have an ACD representative
I am.
Out here?
Oh. Yes, this is our representative.
And you know, that's a good question as far as, you know, those grants that were given out, colorblind money. I mean, you know, how is that, I mean, is that money being spent and been spent? I mean, that's, we really haven't heard anything about it since the grants were made, and make sure that the organizations are using the money, or find out what they're, you know, how they've used the money, and you know, some updates on that would be good.
Chairperson Lynn Miller again.
Yes.
One thing, since he's our spokesperson for out here, I think one thing that the rural area needs to look at is something for distant transportation. You know, just a cab service here in North Platte would be phenomenal, but we need, you know, we have people 50 and 60 miles out that we need to get to North Platte.
I think that was the conclusion of the last chapter meeting when we were discussing this. They indicated that studies indicating that most of the towns of the people within the community have a way of getting around one way or the other. It's just impossible to get between communities. So they feel that that's probably going to be the way to go with it. Not that they'll give up the cab program situation. They'll still be working on that, but to get people from town to town and from one end of the state to the other end of the state, that's the real problem that has to be solved.
And I'd like to comment on that too, because I think part of your question when you first spoke, Della, was referring to, was there a second grant? There was, in the original last fiscal year, we had additional older blind funds, and so we put out requests for proposals to the consumer groups, and there were basically three at that time, one to National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska, one to the American Council of the Blind of Nebraska, and then one to the American Council in Omaha. Actually, then a fourth one, Robert Dulles was doing as an individual some training, building capacity, leadership capacity of older blind people, some workshops and things, but he also was working on the transportation. But those were for one fiscal year, and actually recently I had a phone call from a different person asking about, well, really it was from the Ombudsman Office, who was contacted by a consumer asking about the computer program that the Federation grant was for, and is that serving, you know, the people it's supposed to be serving. So all of those grants were a pretty small amount of funding, and they were for one specific year. And so part of the truth about that grant is there's no way that that little grant will bring transportation to the state. And I don't negate the need for it, but just so people understand, just like the grant that was for computer options training, that doesn't mean, okay, from now on every older person in the state that needs computer training should get it from that program. It was a time limited and time and small amount of money. And I think that was the case for all of them. But the exciting thing is that in both cases, the transportation with the council and the computer program with the federation, both of those entities have continued the commitment and, you know, are continuing to provide training or to have meetings like Bill talked about and research and find ways to expand it. And of course, that was part of our hope, was to, you know, kind of give a boost to get those things going. But it's not like it's ongoing funding in any way.
So someone in the commission, I mean, did the people who received the grants, did they have to give an accounting of how the money was spent?
We had, you know, just basic, real preliminary big picture report that they got it and spent it on what they were supposed to. When we had this ombudsman request, it occurred to us that we really had not received or required more detailed information. And we're thinking that that's something we're going to change from now on with any grants that we provide. And we are thinking maybe we need to contact the folks. We did already check on the answers because I had to get back to the ombudsman about the computer program. But that made us think too, you know, we need those details of what did those projects sure. achieve. So, yes, we'll be getting that.
I guess I have a question, Pearl, up in my area, and for a person who went to train maybe 20 years ago, and they don't know how to use all the new technology, what kind of training can they get? Do they call the rehab counselor and ask for a post-appointment training on it, or what?
Sure. If someone is employed, has been a client before, you know, you could post-employment services are have to have a specific, you know, something related to employment, but if it was to maintain employment, because you have to use a computer and keep up with things, that would fit. If you needed it more as an independent living kind of a thing, the individual in their home who still wants to be able to access, sure, we can work, you know, talk to your local person about what your needs are and we'll try to figure out a way to make that happen.
Okay, is there anything else from the public? Thank you, Della. And
you're welcome. Thank you for the
question. We'll move on to new business. The first thing had to do with the executive director's evaluation. As we talked about a little while ago, we had at our meeting in June, the teleconference meeting, we had talked about the kinds of input that we received from commission staff. We would like to be able to expand on the kind of information that we get. And we thought that one way we might be able to get more information or more defined type of information would be to have a questionnaire that we would develop that would go along with the evaluation that would expand what each of the areas that we're evaluating means and solicit examples from people of that kind of thing. And so we put that on the agenda today. And Bob, do you want to, you know, publicly do your commitment to getting something out before the next meeting?
Yeah, I mean, basically, I personally, you know, maybe it's not going to be easy, but I personally have a problem with the BLIND format that I don't think it's, I mean, I think it, you know, it had a cuteness element to it, but in trying, in doing this 2 years now, I find it not a good you know, method of an evaluation. It's some of the areas overlap, and we could certainly try and, you know, the first step I guess we could do and maybe decide in October is if we can have some subcategories of those to make them more, you know, defined and clarify it. But if not, then I you know, it would be my thought that we, you know, just tweak it and come up with something, you know. I mean, the blind was done on an acronym basis, and I don't think that necessarily is good policy to try and, but on the other hand, we may be able to just define the categories specific enough that we can salvage it. But it's my personal thought that, you know, it's not mandatory that we keep it in under those, you know, BLIND format to try and do an evaluation. One of the things that I committed to do is to come up with a questionnaire that, you know, so we can elicit more information, because, you know, I think all of us on the board, our thought was, you know, in our dealings with Pearl, I mean, it's, you know, she does a good job, and we, but do we, you know, is there a better way of soliciting more information so that we can, you know, do our job better? And so I'll prepare and send to the commissioners, I guess, the first draft on this questionnaire, then everybody can, you know, tweak it and come up with comments, and then by the next meeting, then we can have something, you know, hopefully we can put into place.
Okay, and the other thing that we and thank you for that, Bob, and, you know, we can, until we, I mean, as we learn what we're doing and how we're doing it, we can do whatever we need to, as long as the personnel department knows it and approves it, then we're okay. The other thing that was brought up, and I don't think I mentioned it as part of the potential correction to the minutes or whatever, but we had talked about wondering, and maybe we should have brought this up on the website time, we received information from staff that nobody on the staff receives, but we do know specifically who we're receiving it from, and there was some thought that people might feel more open to say what they were thinking or whatever if they weren't specifically identified. You know, I tend to be one who is okay about whatever I say being traced to me, or however you want to put that, because I figure that if I don't have the, you know, if I don't feel like saying it unless people know who I am, then maybe that's something that my conscience is telling me I shouldn't say anyway, or something. But I do know that there are times when people feel like they would like to say something, but maybe not have their name attached to it. And I don't know if that's a possible thing to do with the email way we do it now, kind of a thing, or not. Do you know, Pearl, if that's
I don't know for sure. Whether it can be, I can't remember. There were some parts of that we were looking at, but no, I don't remember for sure.
Okay. So,
but that could be somewhat controlled by if all of them went to just one person who was, you know, most trustworthy, or maybe was even a third party, somebody completely different, who then would combine all the things. I mean, potentially you could hire a consulting firm to.
No, for heaven's sake.
You know.
One thing we did in school, we had what we call a suggestion email,
And we had that at the school a lot where people wanted to make comments and suggestions but did not want to be identified. We simply set up an email as a guest and then everyone had that access. There, you know, the people using it has to be trustworthy. You know, you don't want to get bomb threats and this and that. But there's just...
Now, is that actually set up on a website or is it set up as email?
It's set up as an email. I think with our networking, we could do it.
Okay.
But you would just simply log in as guest.
Okay.
And then, you know, have a separate password, but it would not reveal what computer it actually came from.
Thank you. We'll look into the specifics of that later. Thank you, Lynn. You help me remember. If I don't come to you about it, let's...
What I don't like about the evaluation, everything is very subjective, and we could have concrete ways of measuring performance. But I guess that's true.
Well, that's our next point. You know, goals, setting goals is something that would go along with that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and that's what we were doing when we talked about that. You know, getting the contingency budget and the goals. If I remember right, we didn't put a deadline on when the goals would be presented to us by, and we probably ought to have done that. But, you know, we're learning, and so is it reasonable, Pearl, to have them to us by the next meeting?
Goals for the commission?
Yeah.
Yes, that is going to be part of the strategy meeting I talked about in August, the management retreat. And so we can definitely have, we will be coming up with goals for the commission, and so we'll report that at the next meeting.
Okay, and kind of personal. Because one thing, Pearl, is, you know, the budgets looks like it's going to be tight forever, and so one of the problems always will be is if we ever wanted to give you a raise above the general, I mean, the politically correct thing will always be just give everybody just what the state minimum is.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's specific goals and if you pointed to the, you know, met or exceeded, then that's the kind of justification, say, you know, see this, you know, because budgets are always going to be tight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you just based on that, no one would ever get a raise just merely on budgetary reasons. I mean, that's not a good way to run a business, but just on budgetary reasons, the finance department said no one should ever get a raise. So we wanted to have, you know, specific goals and how you know, thought that those could be achieved, and then that'd be the kind of thing, the yardstick we could use at the end of the year as in addition to what we, you know, what we've done in the past to be able to evaluate, you know, your performance on a year-to-year basis.
Okay, that helps clarify what you were wanting. I hadn't gotten that from that, so yes, that's helpful.
This is Florence. I want to thank you guys for letting me come. I've learned a lot today.
Thank you for coming.
And if I've been a big of a pain in the butt, I'm sorry.
Well, you certainly haven't, so don't worry about that.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Very nice.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for talking to us.
True.
Okay, so do we, let's see, is there anything else on that item that we need to deal with today? Okay, and we put the commission goals thing on there to clarify it. Do you feel like it is clarified, Pearl, or do we need to?
Yes, no, it's very
okay. And then we had also talked about the commission board and staff meeting together, and, you know, we had talked about that. You had suggested that at the management retreat, perhaps we, you know, you would talk about that kind of thing, but also we talked about October or sometime possibly.
Right. I was thinking if we could coordinate a state staff meeting along with a commission board meeting, there that
that you all could meet with the staff. Some problems with that are that we meet in the day during the week, and we have pledged to staff in the past that we would not have a meeting that ends on Friday, because then they have to get home and it's a burden on their personal life. So we've tried very hard to not have, you know, a staff meeting that ended on a Friday.
Maybe we could do it through a conference call.
But conference call would be an option, or if it were possible for you to, you know, take one day, or, you know, to be...
Yeah, those that can could come down, and then the rest could be conferenced in, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, the problem I see with the conferencing thing is that there isn't really the same kind of interaction or really meeting. It's kind of the thing that, goodness, I already forgot her name, the person who was just talking to us about when people just are called on the phone, there is not the same
interaction.
Involvement.
The same involvement, the same...
Absolutely.
Yeah, and thank you, Michelle. You know, and she's out there on the phone. She said absolutely. She's out there on the phone today. I mean, you know, it's not, it just isn't the same. And so.
Well, that's my problem. My mind starts to wander, and I'm just not in the, I'm not meeting when I'm on the telephone. This doesn't work.
So we need to ponder whether or how to make it work.
Yes.
I've got 52 people to try to get together in one place at one time. You know, so it might be easier to flex 5 people's schedules to those 52, but obviously I know that you all are very busy and you also have distances to travel. We don't have an exact date yet, which makes it a little difficult, but also it leaves it that we can still try to figure this out. Go ahead.
For me, if I know ahead of time, I can always take a day off during the week and just take a vacation day. And so I always like to come down on Friday because the distance. I can stay overnight with my sister and visit too, you know, and then I wouldn't have any need to hurry up and get back home.
Mm-hmm.
But I can understand their point too, and I'm willing to do that.
So you're saying the staff meetings are over by Friday?
Right. We usually do, if it's a 2-day, it's Tuesday, Wednesday, or Wednesday, Thursday. That's what it usually is. Sometimes we'll have part of Tuesday, all day Wednesday, and Thursday morning. But more often it's 2 days.
We wouldn't have to meet with them both days, though.
No. No, you would, I mean, you'd be welcome to attend the full time. That would be one way to go. Or we could have it that you folks had a session with them. And it could be evening, too, you know, if it was the evening of the time. But if you could be there in the day, I think it would mean a lot to staff to have the commission board come to a meeting and want to get acquainted with all the staff, you know, around the state and have a real dialogue of what your purpose is. And
do you have a month, you know, the date?
We're looking at probably, almost certainly, October. And
and they're usually in winter.
Yes, that's been a change. We used to try to meet, you know, alternate around the state, but in view of cost savings, it is cheaper to do it in Lincoln. We have less overnights because more staff is in Lincoln, plus a lot of Omaha staff just drive in and go home. So we have gone to that as a cost saving strategy. And if we found
if you folks actually want to choose a day, you know, or a time or a couple days in October that do work for you, I can make that work for the staff. I brought the agency agenda, or I mean calendar for the year, so we could try to narrow it down if we actually agreed that we might be able to do that.
So Michelle, I suppose you could write down with the Scotts Bluff people that would get you there, but can you get off a day in the middle of the week sometime?
Definitely.
Okay. Of course, for Scotts Bluff, we're talking at least 3 days, because you got your travel, and but that's a good point, Bob, that, and we could sure make that transportation work.
Get my calendar out of here.
So do people want to do an evening thing, or something that is part of the daytime meeting?
Yeah, evening doesn't do me any favors, because then I got to get back. So
I think that they'd be more available.
Okay. Well, they would really, I think, you know, you folks taking that time would mean a lot to our staff. It would really be a good thing. I've got the October calendar in front of me, and there is a holiday, the 14th, that's a Monday, and that's Columbus Day. So if it's that week, it has to be like Tuesday and Wednesday, or Wednesday and Thursday. We have case reviews set up the 16th and 17th. Those could be changed, but it might be just as well to try to leave those. The week of October 21st, there is nothing major that's planned.
Why don't we do it that way?
You okay with me?
No, wait a minute. Okay. On this calendar, it says Omaha or Norfolk case reviews were the 16th and 17th in Omaha and Norfolk, but on my calendar here I've got the Omaha case review for the October 23rd. So I'm not sure which is right, but I'm sure that they could rearrange that a bit if need be. So
well, that far, I mean, it wouldn't matter. I mean, whichever one is right.
Yeah, we could switch that around. You think that week of the 23rd would be good for you all?
Yeah, good as that's fine. The snow hasn't started flying yet.
Normally not.
Well, you never know. There was that big storm in October.
Right. But yeah, normally that would be pretty safe. Okay, so. Pardon me?
I just said that was an early Halloween present.
Yes, it was. Okay, we will.
So, do we want us to choose a specific date that week, or, you know, for our?
Would our thing fit into the staff meeting structure better one time versus another?
No, because we can set it up accordingly. We have a list of things we want to accomplish, but not a specific agenda yet. But I think a good thing would be if your interaction with staff was the first thing on the meeting, and then those of you that could stay throughout the meeting would, you know, that would kind of set the framework for the whole meeting. And so I would think that would work very well for that purpose. And so does it matter, say, if it was Tuesday or Wednesday versus Wednesday, Thursday for any of you?
No, not for me.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, thank you.
So if it was Tuesday, then Scott's Bluff obviously would be coming down on Monday.
And right. And that's one reason that week of the 14th
isn't so great because it's already a short week.
So Michelle's got the biggest time commitment. Does that week work for you, Michelle?
Right, as of now, yes, but I don't have my school schedule yet, so it's really kind of up in the air for me.
When will you have the school schedule?
Probably in the next 2-3 weeks.
Okay.
Well, why don't we make it tentative then, and,
yeah,
and we can
fine.
Change it, because...
That's a good idea.
Well, my guess is that the schools out there may not be on the same schedule. I know with the Lincoln Public Schools are off, the kids are off the whole week of the 28th. October, but I don't know. I don't know if teachers' convention or whatever fits into that week or if it's the. I don't know.
I know that we have a fall break in October, but I'm just not sure exactly which week it falls in, and I can probably call up there and find out too. So.
Yeah, I know in Lincoln it's the week of the 28th, but.
So Michelle, would you want it a week that school is out?
Well, I mean, it would work out better for me. That way, I'm not missing. You know. Anything, you know, real important.
Okay.
No test or anything I'm missing. But I, you know, we can set something tentatively, and then I can call out there, you know, Monday or Tuesday, and find out when fall break is.
That would be great. If you could let both Barbara and me know as soon as possible. And actually, as I look at this, I thought I had the same thing from my computer file as on my little poem calendar.